Hi everybody, this is Mr. Po-Po-Po-Po-Po-Jingles. I am at Edwardsville City Park Disc Golf Course in Edwardsville, Kansas. I actually already played one round on the nine-hole course, and so I thought I'd do a podcast. You can listen in as I try to beat my previous round. I had two bogeys and a birdie, and the rest were pars, so I was shot one over on the first round, so I'm hoping to beat that. My personal best on this course is, I think it's 24 for a round of nine. So what is that? Three under, I guess, which ties me for 63rd place on the all-time list of heroes that have played Edwardsville City Park. I think the record is 19. I don't think the way I'm throwing, I'm going to approach a 19 or an 18 anytime soon. My drives are just not really doing all that great. They're all coming up short. It's not coming out flat. And so I'm getting way too much hyzer, which is kind of frustrating. One thing about, and I think I've done a podcast here, Edwardsville City Disc Golf Course is that there's no tee pad, so it's all grass. So it doesn't always feel like you get a very good release. At least it doesn't feel like it to me, but that might be just an excuse. I am full of excuses. That is faux show. There were two individuals that were throwing earlier, and now they've left. There was a birthday party that was occurring with a bounce house that was kind of partially obstructing hole number nine, but they're folding that up as we speak. It is a beautiful day. It is April 9th, 2022. The trees are just starting to bud out. It looks nice. So here I go. I'm on hole number one. It's 296, pretty much straight away. Somebody with better accuracy and a better arm could probably birdie this pretty easy, but I routinely par it. So, all right, here we go. All right, so I've made my way up to hole number three. On hole number one and number two, I parred both of them. I did have a little better drives on both of them, so I was happy with that aspect of things. I didn't mention that actually I found two discs on my first go around, and one of them had a phone number on it, and I called the guy, or I didn't call him, I just sent him a text, and he's like, I've never played that course. So somebody obviously had been using his disc or found his disc or whatever and using it here, and I don't know why they left it. It was wide open, like over by hole number three. And then I found another one that didn't have any phone number on it. So I picked that one up too. I'm looking around to see if there's any other disc golfers, and I don't see anybody. So I guess it's mine. Anyway, it's a putter, pink putter. Kind of like it. I haven't thrown it yet. So hole number three, last time I parred this. So it's 285 is what the sign says. You got to be kind of careful with the signs around here. They're not very accurate. I think they can be up. They can be off by 50 feet sometimes. I think that this one's probably closer to 300. Beware of the signage. So here we go, hole number three. All right, so I've made my way up to hole number five. Hole number three, I parred. And I've only birdied that one time, I think, in all the times I've played this. And then hole number four, I'll call it a par. Officially, the UDisc app has it as a par four. I don't really think it's a par four. I got it in a two the previous time, so I'm one down from what my last round was, but I think I have some other opportunities for birdies on five, six, eight, and nine, and so I'm not going to get down on myself. There's still opportunities there. Hole number five is 221 feet, and I parred this one last time. I've birdied this one numerous times. There's a little bit of a wind. I'd say it's probably 12 to 15, something like that. It's in my face, so I just need to power through it. Last time, my disc anhyzered way too far away for a good shot. I've been playing with my old TL3. I haven't quite got my new TL3 beaten in quite enough. It's still not flying the way I want it to. So I'll stick with the old one. As long as I don't put 100% power behind it, it won't Anheuser off. So 221 feet does look like it's the wrong distance from here. I would say it's probably 240, something like that. So at any rate, root me on. I know you're cheering. Woo! Oh, by the way, I tried to get Blu-ray, and I didn't bother not Discbird, Treesbane. He was working today, so I didn't bother him. Anyway, they couldn't make it, so here we go, hole number five. All right, so I just finished up holes number five and six, and I'm happy to say now I'm ahead of where I was previous. So I parred hole number five, and it did seem like it was close to what I was saying was the official step-off amount. I birdied hole number six. Hole number six is just 152 feet. It's a little intimidating because you have to throw over a creek, and then there's another creek on the other side of it. So it's not really an island, but it kind of feels like it. So you have to really be pretty pinpoint. I almost aced it. I did a little standing still shot through my rock three, and was able to get it up and down two. Went right to the right of the basket. I thought it was just going to hit like the cage, but it didn't. Kind of did a little funky spin there right at the very end, but I got it up and down. So I'm at one under right now. And last time I actually bogeyed hole number six because I didn't make it over the creek because I didn't put enough oomph in it, and I hit the side of the bank of the creek. There is a rope on hole number six, so if you go to the bank, is very, very steep, and so thankfully somebody put it there. So my hat is off to you. You get a Mr. Pole Jangles thank you, sir, for putting that there from my previous round. So I'm at one under. Hole number seven, this is a tough hole. So it says it's 336. I bet it's every bit of 400. So I routinely get a four on this, so I wouldn't be surprised if I get a four on it again. Last time I got a four. So last round, I got back-to-back bogeys on six and seven, and that was kind of my undoing, if you will. So you really need a good drive. I guess if you have a big arm, you might be able to get it all the way to it. But it's quite far. And as I said, the sign is deceptive. I really don't think it's 336. So I think it's every bit of 400. So just FYI. There are a couple of walkers. The course itself, most of it has a walking path on the outside of it. So you got to watch out for them. So if you're here, be careful. So there you go. All right, so I've made my way up to hole number nine, and I am doing three strokes better than I did the first round, so I'm happy with that. I was able to get a par on hole number seven. I did try and step it off, and I think that even though the sign says 336, it's actually probably closer to 490, 500, something like that. So I was even underestimating it whenever I was on the tee grass. So, and then hole number eight, I ripped it too far to the right, but I had it in the air long enough that it would hyzer back a little bit. Got close to the tee sign for hole number nine. Overthrew the hole just a little bit, but that's okay. My comeback putt resulted in a birdie. Tweet, 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 birdie, birdie, birdie. Okay, so I'm up to hole number nine. All I've got to do is not triple bogey this, and I will beat my score from last time. If I birdie it, it'll be my best round ever, and it'll tie me for 63rd place on the history of all time at Edwardsville Disc Golf Course. So wish me luck. Not going to set any course record for sure, but it'd be cool if I got a birdie. So here we go. Hole number nine. All right, so I just finished up hole number nine. I did birdie it, so I thank you very much for all your well wishes. I really do appreciate that. Ended up with a, 24. UDisc is calling it a 4-under, but I really would say it's a 3-under. The course is not challenging. It looks like, based on my stats, I birdied every hole but number 7, which it's a wide open hole, so completely doable. If you have, you can throw, 400 or 500 feet or something like that, then go for it and you can get a birdie, but unrealistic for this partner right now. Let's see. Oh gosh. In COVID news, this is always kind of fun for me to look back and see what's going on. It looks like the cases have finally stopped dropping. Unfortunately, looks like we're averaging about, 25,000 cases a day or something along those lines, and 478 deaths a day. So even though everybody seems to feel like the pandemic is over, it still seems like it's going to rage on, and I'm a little worried that it's going to increase at some point. So that's kind of crappy. The war in Ukraine is still rolling on. That's a little bit depressing too. I don't know what's going to happen in that regard. I don't think anybody really does. But anyway, hopefully, if you're listening to this, you just got a round in or played some disc golf. So I need to go head over to some sort of Dropbox to give this guy back his disc. I did look at that AVR, the pink one that I found that didn't have anybody's name on it. And it's like 159 grams. It's just way lighter than most of my discs. So it might be one that I give to Perfect Putter or, some of the youth. They could use it. Or if Disc and Jane or Sweet Lady Jingles ever goes with us, it'd probably be a good disc for them to throw. I'd give them a little more glide. At any rate, I hope that you're all doing well. Take care. Thanks for listening. My numbers are going up. So maybe I'll get to retire soon. And just be a podcaster. Woo! But seriously, thanks. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys are all doing well. Take easy. This is Mr. Bojangles. I'm out.
Oh, thank you.